Turning the world UN blue is a major exercise of connection of all the key landmark buildings in the world, blue, light and blue, on the evening of the 24th of October, with the objective of having a major world chain of the key buildings and landmarks that are recognizable around the world, starting in Asia and ending in the west coast of the United States. We think that it will show connectivity, it will show solidarity, and it will make a very good connection with the citizens in every country so that can feel that the United Nations is celebrating this important moment of the 70th anniversary.
So this must have been quite an undertaking to arrange for all these historic landmarks around the world to be lit in UN blue. Can you tell us a little bit about the process for arranging for this?
Basically, we have turned on to everybody that has the possibility of connect. We've talked to the governments, of course, to the ambassadors, the permanent representatives. We talked to mayors. We've talked in particularly to the colleagues and through the colleagues of the United Nations Information Centers that have been contacting those responsible of these key landmarks. And we got a tremendous amount of positive responses. Over 200 of the most known and recognizable buildings will be turned blue, and they will extend in over 60 countries all over the world. At this very moment, we still are having offers, so we think that it's going to be a great initiative, and it's going to make everybody feel that is part of the United Nations through the bluing of the buildings.
Of course, this 70th anniversary, it's a huge milestone for the organization. Can you tell us personally what it means for you to be in this role on such a historic event?
It's a great opportunity to ensure that we project the work, the engagement of the organization to the world. On a daily basis, so much is being done, but it's difficult to reflect on the global marker. And to be able to do this in a year of major decisions, including the adoption of the new development, sustainable development agenda, in preparation of the climate agreement, in a moment when the UN is so much present and so much required. So it's a great opportunity, and in a way it helps all of us mark the work of the organization through daily events and daily activities and engagement, just underlining that this happens in a moment that all the world is so much present, in particularly through the daily work of so many people.